Today I was thinking about all those wonderful Christmas seasons of bygone time. Thinking of those maybe that were more precious, at least if not more precious, more memorial than others. Those that I remembered. I can remember those times when Mom and Dad said, not going to be a whole lot for Christmas this year, because maybe Mom had been laid back, as they said, at the sewing factory. Maybe the offerings hadn't been real good at church for Dad, who was a preacher. Remind me of the story told of Pastor Tony. He was going down the street and he saw little Johnny trying to reach up and punch the doorbell. Just couldn't quite reach it. Pastor Tony decided he would help little Johnny, and he slipped up behind him and he reached up and he punched the doorbell and he got down on the level with little Johnny and he said, "Now what do we do, Johnny?" And he said, "We run." Sometimes those things that we remember are those things that occur outside of what we had really planned for. But as I think about this Christmas season and those Christmases of bygone times, I, like you, I love this season. I love the excitement and the plans that family has to come together and travel for miles and making all those preparations, all the pageantry, the Christmas parade, the songs. I'll admit I don't enjoy them too much before Thanksgiving, but after Thanksgiving I enjoy finding the Christmas songs on the radio, the parties. You know, Sunday school class parties, family get-together, office parties. And some of you are so gracious to invite us, and we participate. And like the rest of you, we put on a few extra pounds. And those sweaters that you'll wear tomorrow for the last time till this time next year, and those ties that come out of the closet or cedar chest with the little flashing lights if the batteries haven't eaten a hole in the backside as they deteriorated during the year. All the excitement that this season brings and the anticipation. And as we mentioned tonight, and as you see hanging here our beautiful Advent banners, and there's a message of peace and joy and love and hope. Those wonderful messages that bring such quality to our world and such quality into our lives. And as I enjoy the excitement of this season and I come to this time, and I ask myself the question again, have I heard the Christmas message in my heart for myself? Had I been alive on that first Christmas, would I have heard the message that the shepherds heard? It haunts me because the reality is probably that I would not. Would I have missed those choirs of angels as they sang in the heavens? Would I have only thought I was listening to barnyard animals or other racketry within my world? Would I have seen that star that shined that night? Or well, maybe I've only seen two poor, frightened young people trying to find a place for her to have her child. Would I have understood and heard that night in that cold wind, maybe that blew? Would I have experienced the message that God was with us? Would that cosmic event taking place in the heavens have passed me by? I ask the question many times, when you have seen an event and you read about it in the newspaper or you hear about it on TV, how many times is what you saw and what you hear or what you read the same story? When I think about those many times completely different stories, I'm convinced that there were those there in Bethlehem that night that missed it all. They didn't hear the angels. They didn't see the star. As I mentioned a while ago, I'm a preacher's kid, and I have seen God move, I think, at various times in the church and in the lives of people in the church. But God never seems to move in exactly the same way each time. Our hearts have to be open to a freshness of the way that God would move. And sometimes in the experiences of what we have, some people will say it's a miracle. And others will say it's a coincidence. Of all those people in and around Bethlehem on that night, were they aware? Few people saw and heard and understood what took place that night. Those poor shepherds, those poor social outcast people, those nobodies in the social structure, they heard it. And the Magi, as they arrived sometime along the way, they too, those pagan wise men, as we call them, they saw it. Where does that leave me? Where does that leave me and you today? Do we hear it? Do we see it? There was a bright star in the sky, but only certain pagan astrologers from the east. What about that young couple who were expecting a child? Would I have been too preoccupied with my own problems and my own stuff to have stopped and offered them any assistance? I am aware of what is seen or heard by us in life. And I realize that what I see and what I hear has more to do with what's inside of me than what's taking place around me. And so I ask myself, here in 2011, have I heard the Christmas message? In all of the needs of the world, has this message made me more cynical or more compassionate? We'll share with you a story that Norman Vincent Peale shared. He writes, "It was Christmas Eve, the one night in the year when 7-year-old Bobby was in a hurry to go to bed. His stockings were tacked to the mantel, and the beautiful tree stood in the corner. He kissed his mother and father goodnight, and then he raced upstairs and leapt into bed. It seemed to Bobby that he hadn't been asleep any time when a harsh voice sounded and said, 'Get up!' He opened his eyes and blinking in the bright sunlight, and then he remembered what day it was. With a joyful shout, he hurried into his clothes and bounded down the stairs, and on the bottom of the step, he stopped. No stocking hung from the mantel. The Christmas tree was gone too. 'But,' he said, 'but I put that angel on myself,' Bobby began, when he heard the shrill whistle from the factory that made him jump. 'The factory can't be open on Christmas,' Bobby thought, as he put on his coat and ran out of the house. The gateman at the factory was his friend. He would tell Bobby why. 'Clear out of here, you.' The gateman jerked his thumb at him. 'No kids allowed.' As Bobby slowly turned to go, he saw to his amazement that up and down the street, all the stores were open. 'Why are they open on Christmas?' he asked a woman coming out of the supermarket. 'Christmas?' the woman asked. 'What is that?' 'The hardware store, the bakery, the 5 and 10, everywhere it was the same. People were busy. They were cross. They had never heard of Christmas.' 'I know one place where they've heard of Christmas,' Bobby cried. 'At my church. There's a special service there this morning.' He started to run, and here was the street. At least, he thought it was. But there was only a weed-grown vacant lot. The tower with the bells. The Sunday school window where Bobby had pasted snowflakes. There was nothing here. Just then, from the tall grass near the side of the road, Bobby heard a moan. A man was lying on the ground. 'A car struck me,' he gasped. 'Never even stopped.' 'Help,' called Bobby to a lady walking past. 'This man is hurt.' The lady jerked Bobby away. 'Don't touch him. He doesn't live here. We don't know anything about him.' 'I'll run to the hospital, mister,' Bobby promised. 'They will send an ambulance,' and he tore off down the street. Hospital of the Good Samaritan. Bobby had often read the name over the archway of the great stone wall. But now the stone wall ran around an empty field. Where the name of the hospital had been was carved instead, 'If he had only come.' Suddenly, Bobby was running home as if life depended on it. Last night, his father had read from the Bible, and maybe the Bible will tell him why everything was changed. The Bible was still lying on the table in the living room, and Bobby snatched it up and ran upstairs to his room. But where the New Testament should have started, there was only blank pages. There was no Christmas story, no Jesus at all. And Bobby flung himself on his bed and he began to cry. Then he heard the voice, "Merry Christmas, Bobby." It was his mother's voice from downstairs. "Aren't you getting up on Christmas morning?" And Bobby sprang out of bed and ran to the window, and there was a Christmas wreath on the house across the street. And suddenly the bells from the church tower began to ring, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." "Here I come, Mother," Bobby called. But he paused at the door and shut his eyes. "You came," he whispered. "Thank you for coming." Norman Vincent Peale says, "And this is our prayer to the Lord Jesus this Christmas day. Thank you for coming. And this is the message of Christmas that we hear, is that Christ came." Amen.